Unit 43. For almost 300 years, no woman had served on the faculty of Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Then, in 1918, 50-year-old Dr. Alice Hamilton became Harvard's first woman teacher. There had been other firsts in the life of this amazing woman. She had pioneered in the fields of bacteriological research and industrial medicine. She had helped to establish the first workers' compensation law, and she had visited Europe with social worker Jane Addams to plead for peace in 1915. Dr. Hamilton's greatest achievement was the reputation that she had earned at Harvard. Students from all over the world came to hear her lectures and to gain inspiration. Through the years, they kept in contact with her and sought her advice concerning industrial problems in their countries. When she retired in 1935, she became Dr. Alice Hamilton, Professor Emeritus. Harvard University's first woman teacher had earned one of its highest honors. Unit 44. A unicycle is like a bicycle, except, of course, that it has only one wheel. Body balance is imperative when riding a unicycle, and Jane Petty certainly proved that he had balance. On November 19, 1976, Jim broke the record for riding the world's tallest unicycle. The previous world record had been set by Dan Haynes, who pedaled a unicycle 34 feet 5 inches in height. Jim's unicycle was a towering 39 feet 10 inches. His achievement was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records, which was his reason for attempting the feat in the first place. Jim acquired his riding ability naturally. His father was among the first to manufacture the single-wheel vehicles, and Jim himself has had much practice in riding unicycles. Jim Petty's record was broken in 1980. Steve McPeak mastered a unicycle that was 101 feet 9 inches. He was attached to a safety wire connected to an overhead crane.